Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The history of money's past can help you better plan your money's future. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the tribe and that the tribe has spoken. I am referring to the tribe when it comes to handling money. When getting back to basics, often it is helpful to reach far into the annals of history to understand where the concept of money originated. Now, we must also dismiss the myth that money is the root of all evil. Indeed, St. Timothy warned that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So while despicable Ponzi scheme creators such as Bernard Madoff are evil, money itself is not. For many civilizations and tribes throughout the centuries, those who could count were placed in charge of goods and services to disperse among the tribe or trade with other tribes. Bartering, which was the first method of exchange, originated in Sumer, a region known as the cradle of civilization, located in southern Mesopotamia in modern-day Iraq. This was the birthplace of writing, the wheel, agriculture, the arch, and the plow. The laws of Eshuna, circa 1930 BC, helped to formalize the role of money in civil society, including amounts of interest on debt, fines for wrongdoing, and compensation for various infractions of formalized law. We have come a long way since the shekel, which was Sumer's first unit of weight and currency, and we need to understand the next step was capitalism. It's your money. So take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.